I'm Jack Lessenberry. There was a story 2 days ago that was almost entirely ignored in America, which has significant implications for this part of the world. Dave Battagello of the Windsor Star reported that the new Gordie Howe International Bridge will be delayed another year. Last week, the three giant consortia competing to build the several billion-dollar project were told that their full detailed bids wouldn't be required till next year. They were all supposed to be in this fall. A winner was supposed to be chosen by Christmas, and construction begun, finally, next summer. But now that's not happening. According to the Star, a number of specifications and requirements for the new Detroit River Bridge have changed. The benefits agreement with the residents of Detroit's Delray community is part of this. But there's also been a decision to add bicycle and pedestrian lanes. Once a winning bid is accepted, the whole process will have to be reviewed by a fairness monitor. Public works have a lot more safeguards these days. What all this means is that you shouldn't hope to drive across a new bridge before 2023, if then, if there are no more delays. And I have yet to see an ongoing major construction project that wasn't hit with a whole series of sometimes small, unexpected delays. Brian Massey, the member of Canada's Parliament who represents the area, told Battagello this was extremely disappointing news and added, "It's become a bit of a nightmare." It has indeed. Consider this. Every week, nearly $2 billion in heavy industrial freight, mainly automotive components, move across the aging Ambassador Bridge, which was built during the Prohibition era. It wasn't supposed to last this long, and it wasn't built for today's enormous tractor trailers. Pieces of concrete fall off it in the residential neighborhoods. Should terrorists blow this bridge, the resulting damage to the economies of Michigan and Ontario would be far greater than that caused in New York by 9/11. There's no backup to move that freight that makes economic sense. Yet, we still drag our feet. You can bet, however, that one man was very happy about this news, 90-year-old billionaire Matty Maroon, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge. Every year of delay means more enormous profits for him. 13 years ago, Forbes magazine calculated that Maroon made about $60 million a year just from the bridge, but that's almost certainly more now. Plus, he makes vast profits from the sale of duty-free gasoline and diesel fuel he's allowed to sell, millions every year. He makes 60 cents more a gallon than any other fuel retailer. Naturally, Maroon wants to prevent any new bridge he doesn't own. That's why he spent millions in legal efforts to stop the Gordie Howe Bridge from being built, or failing that, to at least slow it, which he has done. President Donald Trump proclaimed again that his top priority is border security. Well, if that were true, we'd be a lot more concerned about getting this done than about erecting his dubious wall. You might ask why one man can own our nation's most economically important border crossing and why we've allowed him to continually sabotage our security. I'd be very interested in the president's answer.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.